You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Grocery Dive. Trader Joe's, known for its iconic 19-cent bananas, has recently increased the price of individual bananas to 23 cents, marking the first price change in over 20 years. The grocery chain confirmed the price adjustment, attributing it to the necessity of adjusting prices when costs change. Despite the increase, Trader Joe's emphasized that bananas still represent a significant everyday value for customers. The 21% price hike for individual bananas is a notable shift, especially considering how long the previous price had been maintained. For decades, Trader Joe's had proudly maintained its 19-cent banana price, with the grocer's website even recounting the story of a customer who requested the ability to buy bananas individually. However, rising costs and changing market dynamics have prompted the need for a price adjustment. While the increase in banana prices may disappoint some customers, Trader Joe's highlighted that it has lowered prices for other items. Examples include raw almonds, romaine hearts, organic tricolor bell peppers, and green onions, reflecting the company's efforts to balance pricing across its product offerings. Despite concerns about food prices, grocery inflation has eased in recent months. Trader Joe's decision to increase banana prices comes amidst broader market trends and challenges. However, the company continues to prioritize offering value to customers. Headline 2 comes to us from Chain Store Age. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the sporting goods and outdoor recreation retailer, has announced ambitious expansion plans, aiming to open 160 to 180 new stores over the next 5 years. The company intends to evenly distribute these new stores between new and existing markets initially. CEO Steve Lawrence emphasized the importance of strategically timing store openings, noting that stores launched in the first half of the year tend to perform better initially compared to those opened in the latter part of the year. Therefore, starting in 2025, approximately 50% of new stores each year will be opened in the first and second quarters. Looking further ahead, Academy CFO Carl Ford mentioned that the company sees the potential to have over 800 stores nationwide in the longer term. Headline 3 also comes to us from CNBC. BJ's Wholesale Club, a smaller rival to warehouse giants like Costco and Sam's Club, is expanding its footprint with plans to open a dozen new clubs this fiscal year, including locations in the Southeast and Midwest regions of the United States. This expansion aims to attract new members and to compete more effectively in the membership warehouse market. The new BJ's Wholesale Club locations will be spread across various states, including Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, and Indiana. The company's strategy reflects a broader trend in the industry, with competitors like Sam's Club and Costco also announcing plans for store expansions. BJ's Wholesale Club differentiates itself by placing a heavier emphasis on groceries and offering smaller sizes of products, making it appealing to budget-conscious shoppers. Despite having a smaller reach compared to its competitors, BJ's has been steadily expanding its presence, entering new markets and opening new clubs in states where it previously had limited presence. The retailer's focus on grocery items, including a wider selection of fridge staples and smaller sized products, sets it apart from other warehouse clubs and allows it to target customers seeking cost-effective options for their weekly grocery needs. BJ's aims to attract customers from both regional supermarkets and existing club competitors, leveraging its diverse product offerings and competitive pricing. While BJ's Wholesale Club expects modest growth in the coming year, it remains confident in its ability to continue expanding its membership base and capturing market share in the competitive retail landscape. Through strategic store openings and a focus on customer needs, BJ's aims to position itself as a compelling option for value-conscious shoppers across the country. Headline 4 also comes to us from Retail Dive. GameStop, the video game retailer, has announced job cuts as part of its efforts to reduce costs, following significant declines in its fourth quarter and full-year sales. The company reported a more than 19% drop in fourth quarter net sales compared to the previous year, along with an 11% decrease in full-year net sales. Despite reporting a net income for the fourth quarter and full year, gross profit fell, indicating challenges in maintaining profitability. The decline in sales is attributed to various factors, including a shift in software sales, fewer major game console releases, and the rise of subscription services in the gaming industry. GameStop's transition from physical to digital media has also impacted its sales, as gaming consoles increasingly support digital downloads. The company operates thousands of stores globally, but the shift in consumer behavior towards digital media poses a significant challenge to its retail business model. Analysts have expressed concerns about GameStop's long-term viability, citing its declining revenues and lack of a clear strategy to replace lost game sales. Despite efforts to enhance its omnichannel retail offering and contain costs, the company continues to face challenges in stemming its revenue declines. The appointment of Daniel Moore as principal financial officer reflects ongoing management changes as GameStop navigates these challenges. Overall, analysts suggest that GameStop's current trajectory may not be sustainable in the long term, with expectations of continued revenue declines and mounting losses. While the company aims to execute its turnaround plan, the outlook remains uncertain, raising questions about its ability to survive in a rapidly evolving gaming industry dominated by digital distribution platforms.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.